Gary, four home wins in a row now, and increasing quality as we've gone along in those performances as well, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Again, it's a little bit of confidence, isn't it? I think when the crowd show up in good numbers and in good voice, I think it really, really helps the players. But we knew it was going to be a difficult game. We said that, I think, with Ipswich, you know, particularly after our last weekend's result, that probably a little bit of expectation to go again, but shows you just all about the character of the group and the work ethic of the group, and to have to overcome yet another obstacle. Jack Magoma was in the team this morning and had to, I think he was sick about 12:30, so we had to leave him out. You know, and obviously then Will comes in for his first start, which I didn't mind because we wanted to see Will. I was very close to starting him anyway, but I just felt Dave Davis certainly deserved to stay in the starting lineup after his performances over the last three or four games. And I thought we started really, really well. Showed a little bit of quality, some real nice link-up, particularly down our right-hand side, because I think that's an area where certainly we looked to exploit in Ipswich, and we knew we probably had the more attacking players down that side to go and do that. So really pleased with the way we started. I felt first half we were probably, well, I thought we were the better side, created far more. And then ironically, we get the goal, we will. You know, it's a good bit of movement down the left. We get a ball into the box, get a little bit of fortune with a ricochet, and then the goal goes in. But I think, you know, their keeper made a fantastic save during that. I think he made another fantastic save off John Terrell earlier, and we had lots of opportunities. Then we get the moment that perhaps changes the game in some ways, but I think for us it's always a strange one, because when you get a sending off and you're 1-0 up, for a team like us, we're not particularly suited to that sort of situation, because we're not a possession-based team that love moving the ball across the pitch and playing out from the back, and that's not really our strength. So we started poorly second half, and a little bit of edge. Then I think John Terrell's moment of absolute brilliance. Once again, you know, he's some player. I joked to the bench and said, do you think we'll have a chance of keeping him at the end of the season? slightly tongue-in-cheek. But it was a wonderful finish, which I felt at that point really kind of killed the game.
Mentioned Will Buckley there. I mean, for a first start at short notice as well, he showed a hunger, he showed enthusiasm, and he showed quality.
Absolutely, yeah, and he's one that, like we said, we've had to do it the way we've had to do it loan wise because, you know, because he's not been fit and playing. So I think it was the first time he trained for a couple of weeks when he came into us. So we just have to make sure. So there's an opportunity for us to extend that at any point in the next sort of week. For the rest of the season, you know, which obviously we'll possibly look to do. But I thought he's really bright. Like we said, we know he's a terrific player. We know he's highly proven at this level, and we know he's the sort of player that I think, you know, we get him with a smile on his face and enjoying his football, which I thought you could clearly see first half. You know, really good link-up player. He's got great quality, and I think he'll give us something very, very different to what we've got. So another good addition, I think, and really pleased for him to get the goal. You can see what it meant to him. You know, and I think he's just pleased to crack on with his career, really.
And level on points with Sheffield Wednesday for that final playoff place now. You'd take that with 18 games to go when you started the season, wouldn't you, Gary?
Well, I think more importantly, I think we're only 3 points off Derby in fourth, aren't we? So if you look at that, you know, if you'd have said at this stage, I'm not quite sure how many games we've played. It's all, my life's a blur at the minute, Richard. But 28 games, and we're 4 points off teams like that, right up there. So, you know, we're really pleased, and that's now Forest. You know, we probably should have won the game, took a point. Derby, we've beaten them 3-0 comfortably. Ipswich, we've beaten them 3-0. So, yeah, it's a really good run of form. I've said it before, in some ways, I'd prefer to play teams up the top end of the table every week rather than the teams down the bottom end. But we're growing, and we're getting better and better, and we're finding different ways to, with different players, to win games.